You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll learn about the health benefits of singing. First, the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism just released the most recent story in their Failure at the Faucet series, which looks at drinking water quality in the state. In this new installment, the focus is on lead and copper in the drinking water at two Wisconsin correctional facilities and the impact on both inmates and prison employees. Joining us to discuss the findings is Dee Hall. She's the managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and the author of the new piece. Dee, welcome back to the show.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You focus on two prisons in the article, the Fox Lake and the Waupun Correctional Institutions. Just give us a quick view of those facilities.
So Fox Lake has had some problems. Both institutions have had some lead and copper problems at least since 2008, according to the DNR database. Fox Lake is about a 55-year-old prison. Pond's very old. It's 150 years old. So it's got a lot of old components in it. But both of them are having lead and copper problems in the drinking water.
Yeah, talk about what findings are out there. How bad is the problem with lead and copper in these facilities?
So the story was initiated because inmates had come to me with concerns about the quality of the Fox Lake water. They reported that it was brown or yellow. It had a lot of sediment in it. It had a bad flavor, a bad odor. And so I began looking at that and then discovered in the course of my reporting that Waupun, in fact, also has had some problems with lead and copper. So that's how the stories got started. I did look at other prisons, but it's very difficult to find problems at other prisons if they don't run their own water systems. These two prisons happen to run their own water systems.
What kind of health concerns are we talking about? Lead, I think people are pretty familiar with, but copper, what kind of problems come with copper?
Well, lead has different effects in adults than children. I think people are pretty aware of the cognitive problems with lead in children. But in adults, it can cause lowered immunity, kidney failure, gout, high blood pressure, and nerve damage. Copper has other effects. It can cause nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea, and vomiting. And very high levels can create kidney and liver damage. So these do have harmful effects on adults. We just don't talk about them as much because the main concern, especially with lead, is children and brain development.
Who is responsible for maintaining the water supply, for testing, if there is testing, for things like lead and copper at these correctional facilities?
Well, each of the facilities runs its own water system. And water systems across the state, any such water system must regularly test for lead and copper in the water. And then beyond that, then they have some responsibilities if they're not able to meet, if 90% of their samples are not able to meet the federal standards, then they must take some steps, including public education about how to reduce the amount of lead in the water, and then in some cases to do some physical fixes, some changes to lower the hazard of lead and copper.
Have we seen either of these things happen at Fox Lake or Waupun, either that educational effort or remediation, trying to fix the problem?
We have seen both at both prisons. So at Fox Lake, for example, they closed down one of their water wells and they made fixes to three others. Apparently, there were some lead components in the wells themselves. They're also working on getting some water treatment going there. The water treatment is aimed at avoiding corrosion in the pipes, which is what sends lead and copper into the water. Waupun already is doing some water treatment itself. And so there have been steps taken at both institutions, and Fox Lake's problems, which are a little more severe and longer standing, they're under consent order from the State Department of Natural Resources to bring the levels down as soon as they can.
And on the educational side, have the facilities alerted staff and inmates about how to run the water?
Well, we are aware that they have definitely notified the inmates at Fox Lake. They were all notified. All of the 13 who wrote to me were notified of the problems. At Waupun, it was a mixed picture. The state said it did notify the staff in 2014 and I believe inmates were aware of this when they had some high levels, but one of the top correctional officer association members said he does not recall being notified of that in 2014. there were higher levels again in 2015, and he did say that he recalls being notified of that in last fall.
Talking to Dee Hall from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism about the latest in the failure at the faucet series, looking at water quality, this installment in a couple of Wisconsin prisons. Let's talk about the two groups of people affected by the water quality. There's the prisoners, there's the people who work there. Starting with the prisoners, do they have any kind of option to access other sources of drinking water if they're worried about the quality of the water in their prison?
The inmates can purchase bottled water at the canteen. One of the prisoners who wrote to me said that it costs about $7.50 for a case of water. He indicated, however, that that was very overpriced, and I did check that, and it is about twice the cost of what you can get a case of bottled water at a place like Woodman's. So they can always purchase it. Some who can't afford it, however, have use a variety of strategies, including running the water, letting it sit in a cup, and letting the sediment fall out of it, and then just drinking the top part of the glass.
And you heard from inmates who work in the kitchens at these facilities.
There was one inmate who worked in the kitchen. He was very concerned about using the water for cooking. Boiling water with lead in it can concentrate the effects of lead. Unlike if you have bacteria in your water and you have a boil water order, that can help you with bacteria, but with lead in it, unfortunately, concentrates it. So we did hear about that as well.
And then the prison employees are there. They're drinking potentially the same water.
Now, they can bring their own water in, and they do what the gentleman who I interviewed, who's one of the top correctional officials in the state, for correctional officers, one of the top guards in the state, indicated to me that there is a limit on how much they can carry in at each prison, and he felt that that's something that should be adjusted to account for the fact that the water may not be safe at various times.
In the piece, you quote a Department of Corrections spokesperson saying the Fox Lake Correctional Institution water system is following all state and federal requirements of the Safe Drinking Water Act to provide safe water for staff, inmates, and visitors to use for drinking, cooking, and bathing. That's their take on this?
Right. So our earlier stories on lead revealed that the existing lead and copper rule, which is 25 years old now, really does not protect public health, unfortunately. It was designed to identify system-wide problems, but not to zero in on hot spots where there might be a problem. And the reason is because the amount of lead or copper in your water is influenced by the kind of plumbing you have in your home and the way you use water. For example, if you run hot water out of the tap, that's going to have more lead in it than if you run cold water out of your tap. How quickly you run it, whether you run it for a while after it sits in the pipes for 6 hours. So there's all kinds of variables. And frankly, the lead and copper rule is not designed and does not account for levels, high levels that could be happening all the time in systems that have lead.
As we wrap up, do you think that things will get better, that there are steps being taken that will improve water quality at these two prisons?
Well, right now at Fox Lake, they are under a legal agreement with the DNR that they need to lower these lead and copper levels. So I assume that that will be enforced, that they will have to come into compliance. They are going to also install more regular metals monitoring there that would, I would presume, would allow them to have more real-time data on how safe the water is as it's coming out of the tap.
And what's next for the people there at those prisons? They're stuck drinking the water they got, I guess.
Yes, unless they purchase some at the canteen. I will say that some of the prisoner advocates are pretty upset about this. They were among the people who also alerted me to the problem, and I think they're going to be calling for some other steps, some more provision of water for inmates that they don't have to buy and steps like that.
Dee, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me.
That's Dee Hall, managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. She's the author of a new report looking at water quality in two Wisconsin prisons. It's the newest piece in the Failure at the Faucet series.